Next guest we're going to speak to this afternoon is Kenneth Mokgatle. He's an Israel political analyst and researcher and knows more than most of us about what's the goings-on in education in Israeli society right now. Kenneth, thank you for joining me on 101.9 Chai FM.
Good afternoon, and to the listeners, thanks for having me.
So, Kenneth, I've got to be honest with you. I didn't know that there was a crisis in Israeli education at the moment. I didn't know there were threats of schools not opening for severe funding deficits. I had no idea. Tell me about what is going on and what the current situation is.
Yeah, so in the past few days, Prime Minister tabled the budget, and in it he increased the emergency fund for humanitarian funding for Gaza, and the money that is supposed to go to education, welfare, as well as health, this budget was more money was put forth to defense for the ongoing war which is taking place between Hamas and Israel, and there's a lot of tension in the Knesset because the education minister as well as the education minister is complaining about him his division, his department receiving less money, which is going to compromise the security in the educational facilities in Israel, such as your schools, your universities. Therefore, he's even saying he's going to oppose the bill. The budget. And it's not only him. You also have got the national security minister, and you have got the opposition leader Yair Lapid, who is also unhappy with the current budget as it stands. And the view is that Benjamin Netanyahu, as well as the finance minister Smotrich, they are prioritizing the needs of Hamas more than the children of Israel, and this is not looking good. So we'll see how it is going to unfold, because it is not yet approved. So we'll see how it is going to unfold on the coming days.
Yeah, that they're in a bit of a no-win situation, aren't they? I mean, the entire world, correctly or incorrectly, is pressurizing Israel to provide more aid. Aid costs money. Aid needs to be given because, on so many levels, aid needs to be given. What choice do they have?
You know, they have got no choice. The Prime Minister does not have choice. There's exactly. Just a lot of pressure, especially being coming from President Donald Trump, that more aid needs to be delivered to Gaza. So there's a concern from others in the Knesset that such humanitarian aid, which is well intended, it ends up in the hands of Hamas, and they do that. They expand their military capabilities, which are threatening the security in Israel. So that is the major concern.
Kenneth, I'm really wondering, hand on heart, whether this is in fact a crisis at all. This just seems to me normal Israeli politics. It happens every day, every week, that ministers threaten to bolt a coalition because they haven't received enough funds, whether it is Haredim who want legislation passed exempting them from army, whether it is Smotrich who doesn't want aid to go into Gaza. This just seems to be the new norm in the way Israeli politics is conducted.
Yeah, it is a new norm. I don't even view it as a crisis. I think it's just tensions, political tensions within the Knesset. I think what may be making news is that Ben Gaiva, who used to be in a coalition or in a political alliance with Smotrich, is the one who is now labeling Smotrich as somebody who prefers or who prioritizes the needs of the Gazans over Israeli kids. I think that this is what is making news. Other than that, I don't think there's a crisis. And the fact that the education minister is threatening that the schools are going to be postponed until they are satisfied with the security conditions, because they are not going to compromise the security and safety of Israeli children.
Exactly. Kenneth, thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon. I appreciate your time. That was Kenneth Mokgatle, Israel political analyst and researcher. Let me tell you one thing that I know for absolute sure. The schools will open and the kids will go to school. Talk about a manufactured crisis. It seems like Israeli politicians specialize in creating artificial crises for their own political aims. It's become almost yawn yawn, here we go again.